think your house has been all upset this holiday weekend. Think about what life would be as a meerkat. Meerkats live in close-knit family units in South Africa's Kalahari Desert. They can exhibit an uncommon gift for cooperation, but when things go bad, they excel at violent confrontation. NPR's Janaea Williams has been following one meerkat family drama on television.
The show is called Meerkat Manor, and it airs on Animal Planet. The meerkats themselves are part of a 13-year Cambridge University research study in South Africa's Kalahari Desert. Meerkats, which are a kind of mongoose, are about a foot tall and weigh about 2 pounds. They travel in extended family groups called mobs. When they're cooperating, and sometimes even when they're not, meerkats are an intimate portrait of family life. As for their television docu-soap, the Animal Planet website describes Meerkat Manor as All My Children meets Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Caroline Hawkins is the show's creator.
It wasn't that I sat down with a master plan and thought, what's a new way of doing wildlife? It's just that their social structure and the way meerkats behave just so obviously lent itself to that kind of treatment.
Finally, young Daisy tries to rejoin the group unnoticed, but it's not going to work. She reeks of Carlos's aftershave, and despite her attempts to apologize, the group is confused and angry.
It may seem strange to anthropomorphize meerkats with personal names and human emotions. And Steve Schulz, an animal keeper at the National Zoo in Washington, says that he tries not to do it. But when he talks about the meerkats he looks after, he can't help but to mention how they look you right in the eye.
They're very charming, very engaging, very harmonious, but they hit critical social situations, resources run out, there isn't enough food. Suddenly, yes, they become extremely nasty. The rate of infanticide in the wild, according to the literature, is extraordinarily high among meerkats, close to 80%.
Infanticide, banishment, violent turf wars, and family power struggles have helped to make Meerkat Manor a breakout hit for Animal Planet. The second season drew more viewers than any other show in the network's 10-year history. Cheryl Gaines has been watching the show faithfully ever since stumbling onto the first episode last summer. She rattles off the interwoven storylines like they're about her best friends. There's Yossarian, who was dropped on his head as a pup, Yossarian's older brother Zaphod, and Zaphod's sons Mitch and Columbus, not to mention the commandos. And she's fascinated by the confrontations between subordinate females and the ruthless dominant female called Flower.
She's booted out Tosca and she booted out Mozart, though it looks like Mozart may be back in season 3 because her pups were killed by the commandos, and then she may be welcomed back. I mean, Pancake was an evicted female, and she's back.
Cheryl Gaines says it's difficult to watch so much conflict unfold on screen, especially when it involves characters she's come to know and love. But watching an episode from season 2 with her husband, Gene, she says that the show teaches valuable lessons about life.
Like other people say, this is not Disney World. You're not guaranteed happy endings.
These are not actors.
Exactly. It's just like in human life, you have to take the good times with the bad times.
The good times and bad times of Meerkat Manor's third season are already being filmed in the Kalahari Desert. It premieres on Animal Planet in the spring. Janaea Williams, NPR News, Washington.